news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another day, another Trump lie about another Trump scandal unfolds. The latest accusation against Trump is that he pressured then-Chief of Staff John Kelly and White House counsel Don McGahn to grant his daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump a security clearance against their wishes. According to sources, both men refused, so Trump went ahead and gave her the clearance anyway, which the president apparently has the legal authority to do. CNN's Pamela Brown broke the story.
We've learned that President Trump pressured his then-Chief of Staff John Kelly and White House counsel Don McGahn to grant his daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump a security clearance against their recommendations. This is according to three people familiar with the matter speaking to me and my colleague Caitlin Collins. Well, as you know, the president has a legal authority to grant clearances, but most instances are left up to the White House Personnel Security Office, which would then determine whether a staffer should be granted one after the FBI conducts a background check. But after concerns were raised by the personnel office, President Trump pushed Kelly and McGahn to make the decision, saying things like, it's no big deal, they'll probably be leaving soon, going back up to New York, so that it didn't appear that the president himself was tainting the process in his family's favor. Now, after both refused, Trump granted the security clearances, according to sources we've been speaking with. And of course, this development comes on the heels of the New York Times reporting, Anderson, that Trump ordered Kelly to grant Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner, a top security clearance, despite concerns raised by intelligence officials. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House cannot comment on security clearance issues, nor can it respond to every anonymous source. Kelly could not be reached for comment, and McGahn declined to comment for the story.
Like father, like daughter. In a recent interview on The View, Ivanka Trump denied her father was involved.
There are a lot of people that question whether you were given special treatment by the president, overriding other officials. No. Can you speak to that?
There were anonymous leaks about there being issues, but the president had no involvement pertaining to my clearance or my husband's clearance. Zero.
What were the problems early on?
There weren't any.
The White House has rejected a request from Congressman Elijah Cummings, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, to hand over documents related to the security clearance process for Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and other top Trump aides. The White House counsel called the request, quote, radically intrusive. Michael Cohen is back before a closed session of the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. It was just a week ago that we witnessed this exchange between Cohen and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at the House Oversight Committee hearing.
To your knowledge, did the president ever provide inflated assets to an insurance company?
Yes.
Who else knows that the president did this?
Alan Weisselberg, Ron Lieberman, and Matthew Calamari.
And where would the committee find more information on this? Do you think we need to review his financial statements and his tax returns in order to compare them?
Yes, and you'd find it at the Trump Org.
Well, the New York Times is reporting that following that testimony from Cohen that Trump exaggerated his wealth to insurance companies, New York state regulators have subpoenaed Trump's insurance broker. Stay tuned. Satellite images appear to show that North Korea is rebuilding a facility that had been previously used to test long-range missiles. NBC News broke the story Tuesday.
Courtney Kuby, Andrea Mitchell, Carol Lee are now reporting that within 48 hours after Trump left following that disastrous failed summit, North Korea was already rebuilding a key long-range missile site, a site that had essentially been dormant since Trump's first meeting with Kim Jong-un last year. According to this exclusive NBC News report tonight, that missile site is now showing activity consistent with, quote, preparations for a test. We know this thanks to commercial satellite images obtained by NBC News. These images were taken March 2nd. That's 2 days after the summit fell apart. The images show what experts say is renewed activity at this long-range missile launching site. And I should clarify, these images don't show an actual missile being moved to the launch pad, but one of the authors of this report points out, quote, they have already tested a few of these, and it looks like they are preparing the launch pad for another act.
A new poll from Quinnipiac shows that two-thirds of Americans believe our sitting president is a criminal.
When asked by the Quinnipiac University poll, did President Trump commit crimes before becoming president, 64% of voters say yes, the president did. Only 24% say he did not. on whether Trump committed crimes after becoming president. 45% say yes, 43% say no. In the poll taken from Friday through Monday, voters say they are more likely to believe the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, at 50%. Versus 35% who believe Trump in their back and forth. And 58% believe Congress should do more to investigate Cohen's claims about President Trump's unethical and illegal behavior. 35% disagree. But nearly 6 in 10 voters, 59%, are against Congress beginning impeachment proceedings against the president. Cohen is scheduled to appear at another private session of the House Intelligence Committee today.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.